more for allowing me to be here with you. You know, several years ago, I was in New York City autographing the first book that I had written. While sitting there autographing books, a black woman came up. The only question I heard from her was, "Are you Martin Luther King?" And I was looking down writing and I said, "Yes." The next minute I felt something beating on my chest. Before I knew it, I had been stabbed by this demented woman. I was rushed to Harlem Hospital. It was a dark Saturday afternoon. That blade, the tip of the blade, was on the edge of my aorta, the main artery. Once that's punctured, you're drowned in your own blood. That's the end of it. It came out in the New York Times the next morning that if I had merely sneezed, I would have died. Well, about 4 days later, they allowed me, after the operation, after my chest had been opened and the blade had been taken out, to move around in the wheelchair in the hospital. They allowed me to read some of the mail that came in, and from all over the states and the world, kind letters came in. I read a few, but one of them I will never forget. I had received one from the president and the vice president. I've forgotten what those telegrams said. I received a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but I've forgotten what that letter said. Yes. But there was another letter that came from a little girl, a young girl, who was a student at the White Plains High School. And I looked at that letter and I'll never forget it. Said simply, "Dear Dr. King, I am a ninth grade student at the White Plains High School." She said, "While it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl. I read in the paper of your misfortune and of your suffering. And I read that if you had sneezed, you would have died. I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze."
Medford 915 on FM.
I've got my hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm, and I'm ready to swing. Hi, hi, ho, ho, won't you swing with me? I've got a brand new song to go with them, and I'm ready to swing. Hi, hi, ho, ho, won't you swing with me? Set your tempo, non fast, not slow. Ready, let's go. Everybody swing, say, I got my hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm. I'm ready to swing. Hi, hi, ho, ho, won't you swing with me? Got my hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm, and I'm ready, so help me. Ha, 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 hi, ho, ho, won't you swing with me? I've got a brand new song to go with them, and I'm ready to swing. Swing with me. Now set your tempo. Don't want it fast, don't want it slow. Ready, let's go for it. Everybody swing with me. Hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm, and I'm ready to swing. Hi, 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 ho, ho, won't you swing with me?
Time again. Time for one of you listeners to pick the record that we turn the spotlight on. On the line, we have a young gal who wrote from Tampa, Florida, Helen White. And Helen, hello.
Hi, Harry.
Helen, what would you say is one of the records really moving up the charts in Tampa?
Well, I think Foxy Lady by Jimi Hendrix is
going to
be it.
Okay, Foxy Lady, our featured record then. Helen, thank you for picking it, sweetie.
All right, thank you.
My grandfather gave me that name before he died, John Jones. His home is at Sugarloaf, Mississippi. He gave me that name. He used to sit down and tell me tall stories about what the wolf would do, you know, because I was a bad boy, you know, and I was always in devilment. So he'd sit down and tell me about what the wolf would do. So he told me the story about how the wolf done the little Red Riding Hood, you know. Every time the girl had asked him, "Mr. Wolf, what make your teeth so big?" He said, "I bet I can eat you, my dear." And said, "What make your eyes so red?" "The bet I can see you, my dear." And so, you know, then they finally killed the wolf and drove him up to the house, you know, and showed me the wolf. And I told him it was a dog. He said, "No, that's a wolf." I said, "Well, what do a wolf do?" Say, "He howl." He said, "You know." And so I got afraid of this wolf, you know. And every time I'd kill some of my mother's chickens, she said, so that'd scare me, you know, and it made me mad, and they called me Wolf. And I gets mad about this. So they just kept on calling me Wolf. And I got to the place, I didn't care what they called me. They can call me Panther if they want to, you know what I mean. But the first, I was afraid of the wolf, you know. Oh, I was 3 years old then, you know, when they started to call me Wolf. Ever since, because you know how it is. Some people, you know, when they find out that you get mad about something, they always slip that in. There's that wolf, you know, and it upset me, you know what I mean. I didn't know it was going to be a great name for me.
Attack. American dream. We've experienced only the American nightmare.
There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good. It sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
Tuned into the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And this evening, well, we've been hearing political speeches, all right. A couple of excerpts from human rights activist Malcolm X, one of the greatest and most influential African Americans in history. As we celebrate Black History Month this evening, with featured artists Jimi Hendrix, Howlin' Wolf, and Valida Snow. We began this set with Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers, Give Me Back My Wig, a song with two incredibly nasty-sounding guitars that sound so great mixed up with a band and against each other. Yes, Give Me Back My Wig. From an outstanding compilation album, Mojo Presents Let's Move, a heavy blues collection. Then we heard My Plastic Sushi remix of Vangelis' La Enfant. It's the I'm Glad You Didn't Sneeze remix with Martin Luther King Jr. telling a story about how he was nearly killed by a demented woman. And then we heard from another of our featured artists, our three featured artists, the incredibly talented Valida Snow. Little Louie was her nickname after Louis Armstrong, who called her the second best trumpet player ever after himself. And as we had talked before, she was imprisoned by the Nazis as she was touring Europe, and the experience just completely changed her. And she died tragically at age 52 in New York City. And then Jimi Hendrix and a deep cut of one of his famous songs, yes, Foxy Lady. That was off of the disc 2 from the BBC sessions. And then our third featured artist, Howlin' Wolf. Him talking about how he got that name. And then him performing I'm the Wolf from the Chess Box set. And we finished off with a song whose origins lie with the Nigerist drummer Babatunde Olatunji, which was subsequently remixed by Fatboy Slim, and then subsequently re-remixed as I added excerpts from Malcolm X on top of that. And then a public service message talking about fair housing. And I've got one more for you, in fact. You know, no matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Because you might run across one where you don't expect to. Rule number 0. All guns are always loaded. Rule number 1. Never point a gun at anything you are not willing to completely and utter destroy. Never, just don't point it at anything that you don't want to destroy. They're that dangerous. Rule number 2. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on the target and you have made the decision to shoot what the gun is pointing at, because you want to destroy it. And finally, rule number 3, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. This has been a public safety message from WMFO in Medford. We are Tufts Educational Radio. And that is Buddy Guy and Junior Wells that are backing me up right now. I've been reading this book right now by one of my favorite guitar authors, Tom Wheeler, who wrote a book that profoundly influenced me when I was a little kid. The Guitar Book by Tom Wheeler. I borrowed it so many times from the library. You could see on my the card in the back where they keep track of things. It's like Edward Buchert 12 times in a row. And I'm reading his book, The Stratocaster Chronicles, right now. And he dedicated it to Leo Fender, who he said brought the Stratocaster into the world, and to Jimi Hendrix, who took it beyond. So, in our final set, we're going to be hearing something called Jimmy Jam, which was recorded at the Record Plant on March 25th, 1969. And it's Jimi Hendrix on what we'll call the left center guitar, jamming with Jim McCarty of the Buddy Miles Express on what we'll call the right side guitar. And there's also Mitch Mitchell on drums and Roland Robinson on bass. And it's from the controversial posthumous album, Message from Nine to the Universe, which was put together, well, obviously, after his death, and took a bunch of jams and other things that, and kind of got rid of some of the musicians and mixed in some new musicians. Yes, controversial. But this jam is pretty good. And many people, you know, where would Jimi Hendrix have gone if he was still alive musically? And a number of people feel in a jazz direction with Miles Davis. That's certainly possible. And that would have been, well, quite the thing to hear. So we're going to be hearing Jimmy Jam in the next set, as well as some more Howlin' Wolf and Martin Luther King Jr., a sound collage remix of the last speech that he gave the night before he was assassinated. But we'll start the set off, our final set, with one of our three featured artists, Valida Snow. And we'll hear from Jimi Hendrix jamming after that. Yes, Valida Snow. I can't give you anything but love here in the Tears of the Gods sound collage. On WMFO and Medford.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream of what you sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell. My little baby, till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. What is that book? The letter.
Thank you. catch a ball down to that Union Hall. We're gonna romp and jump to midnight. We're gonna fuss and fight the daylight. We're gonna pitch a wang, wang, doodle all night long. All night long. All night long. All night long. Tell Poodle to call him in. Tell Albert to see you near. To tell old Pistol Pete. Everybody gonna meet. Tonight we need no rest. We're really gonna throw a mess. We're gonna break out all the windows. Gonna kick down all the doors. We gon' pitch a bang, bang, doodle all night long. 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 Tell the bats and watch those sound. Boxcar Joe, we got sawdust on the floor. Tell Piggy and Kelly and I, ooh, going to have a time. When the fish ain't fill the air, I be snuff juice everywhere. We gon' pitch a bang, bang, doodle all night long. All night long. All night long. All night long. All night long.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Educational Radio. This evening, we've been celebrating Black History Month with featured artists Jimi Hendrix, Howlin' Wolf, and Valida Snow. And we began that last set with Valida, I Can't Give You Anything But Love. And then we heard a jam session recorded on March 25th, 1969 with Jimi Hendrix, Jim McCarty of the Buddy Miles Express, Mitch Mitchell on drums, and Roland Robinson on bass. Jimmy Jam from the controversial album Message from Nine to the Universe. Controversial because it was remixed by somebody removing certain players, adding in session artists who, well, I won't say never even met Jimi Hendrix, but yes, you can find out more information about that certainly on the web. And then our third featured artist in that set, Howlin' Wolf, and a song who's just the name of it, Wang Dang Doodle. What a fun song, Wang Dang Doodle. It's like Jelly Roll Morton. With a name like that, how could you just not love any music that he'd make? And then we heard Axel F. and my remix of the last speech Martin Luther King Jr. gave before he was assassinated. Lightning Hopkins, Let's Move, and we finish things off with Howlin' Wolf and The Wolf Is at Your Door. This is our jazz prelude to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson and special mystery guest this evening. Yes, this is Sun Ra, The Way You Look Tonight. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again with another sound collage for you next week here on WMFO in Medford. And remember, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving, because people die that way. We'll be right back.
feature presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Time.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks
Let me kick it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.